Hey friend, it's Sherry Gregory, and you're listening to Grit and Grace, the podcast that helps you lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well. Now, over a year ago, way back in July 2023, I had a scathingly brilliant idea. I decided to revive Grit and Grace, the podcast, and I wanted the revival episode to air exactly 1 year after we went on hiatus. As you're about to hear, Amy happily jumped on board with my plan. And in a 2-day span, we recorded 5 brand new episodes. This one plus 2 interviews and 2 convos. And then life hit hard, which is a story for a different day. I just want to give you the heads up that the catch-up convo you're about to hear between Amy and me was recorded in mid-July 2023. And I want to assure you that we've recorded a follow-up convo that will air very soon, so stay tuned. I haven't done this in so long, Amy. Do you remember how to do any of this?
I know. It feels natural, though. Do you feel that? I mean, like...
It does not feel like it has been 1 year minus 10 days since we sat down and did this. So
it's like riding a bicycle.
It's true.
Life has been hard without doing Grit and Grace with you, Sherry Gregory.
Aw. Okay, so part of, I wanted to say, well, I'm so glad to hear that, but that doesn't sound like a good friend, does it? I'm so glad life has been harder for you without me.
Well, I think we're starting today with what we missed.
Yes.
And here's the biggest thing, is just processing life with you.
Okay, mind reader, that's what's in my notes.
Oh my gosh. And so I started thinking about how my creativity was totally sparked by verbal processing. Mm-hmm. So I really haven't had a thought in my head for about a year. I forget to talk to Sherry. I don't know what I think anymore.
What I was going to say is my thoughts have been stuck in my head. They've all been locked up, kind of rolling around inside. So yeah, that's literally the number one thing on my list that I said I missed. I have missed you, and I have missed processing life with you. I've missed our listeners, and I've missed doing interviews and gaining the new perspectives. And so I think overall, I've missed the journey. Like, I didn't recognize until I sat down to think about it this morning that doing Grit and Grace week in and week out, there was a certain kind of momentum to it where we were always kind of on this journey of learning new things together and discovering new things together. And I've missed that.
Me too. And I don't know if your nose was itching, but I was talking about you to a friend this morning and I told her that you're a genius, and it's really true, right? Because your ideas constantly reframe hard things for me. Hmm. And we'll talk about this a little bit, but you know, I've been walking through some super hard things, and thank goodness for Voxer is all I have to say. And I'm really sorry, listeners, that you haven't gotten to hear all of Sherry's ideas. You don't need to hear all my angst, but anyway, Sherry, I'm so excited to do this with you.
Let's catch our listeners up. So what have you been doing for the last year?
My favorite thing, constant change. And we know that that is total sarcasm.
Your nose is growing, Amy Carroll.
I am so change averse. And so really every morning I'm like, God, what are you doing to me? So let's just make a little list.
Okay.
With all the lovely bridges in place, I was struck out on my own in ministry. And so my friends at Proverbs 31, I'm still cheering them on, but I'm not part of Proverbs anymore. We have changed churches. And we made the big step like a month ago. We've been there since February. We gave them our name and email address.
Ooh.
Totally. I'm flying under the radar.
They know how to find you now.
Okay. We're here. I am starting a whole new venture that I'm not going to talk a lot about yet because I just don't have a lot to say, but basically it's something I know nothing, like zero, about. So all of this change is coming about, and I really, part of it, on my good days it excites me, and on my bad days it really sucks. And now that nobody at my church knows me, and Proverbs 31 leadership won't be embarrassed by me, I'm just gonna say suck right here. It sucks.
I want to say I noticed it, but I wasn't going to say anything about it. Like, you probably saw my eyebrows went up ever so slightly.
Sorry, listener. You can edit that, Sherry,
so
if you need to.
Oh, I'm editing nothing out. No. That's staying in. But you've sort of answered my question as I'm listening to you, which is, okay, how is a recovering perfectionist doing with all of this change and not being known and not having history and not knowing what you're doing? How is that going? How's that going for you?
Are you really going to make me cry up in here? I mean, not great. Can I be honest? I will. Some days are better than others.
All right.
Yeah. So listeners, if you're there, I feel you like so much. Yeah.
I'm going to take a beat to hold space for you and any listener who is in a season of wishing they knew more about what was happening than they currently know and is in that season of relying on their history with God rather than their history with humans. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. How's that?
Thank you. My eyes really are leaking, y'all. Sherry can see. And deep breathing. Okay, so Sherry, in this pause, what have you done this year?
Well, my list is just so ridiculously different from yours, but it's okay. So the renovation that I talked relentlessly about last year because it was driving me insane has been over for 6 months, and I am at the stage where I can now be just glowingly grateful and talk about how wonderful it is to live in a house with a truly functional kitchen. At least once a week, I pause in the kitchen to recognize how much freer I feel without the renovation happening. And I'm sure to most people, they'd be like, what a drama queen. But for those of us who are a little more easily sensorily stimulated and whose schedules don't do well with constant change, it is a huge relief. And then the other thing for me that has changed from a year ago, and it's something that is done, it's not a big accomplishment or anything, but a year ago, I was in the midst of this mess with the IRS, and I didn't know how it was going to end. And the good news is it's over, and it wasn't something that was, it didn't end up with any big negative things. And again, it's one of those things that I sometimes, as I'm doing the bills, I'm like, oh, and I'm not worrying about the IRS right now.
Oh, gosh. I'm giggling, but none of us think that's funny. And I'm only giggling because I wanted to tell our listeners that you are podcasting from home and not jail. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is a good thing. Yeah, I do enjoy that fact. And then I'm just thinking earlier this year, and you know, I shouldn't even talk about bomb cyclones to somebody who lives with hurricanes, but like earlier this year in California, like all Californians were given automatic tax extensions, speaking of the IRS, because our weather was so bad earlier this year that, I mean, they were called atmospheric rivers or bomb cyclones. And actually, I was glad we weren't podcasting because we would have had to just cancel constantly because our power was out so often. Our water was out. Our Wi-Fi was just gone constantly. And then on top of all of that, in what month was it? Doesn't matter. A few months ago, I ended up in the ER with a kidney stone. You know, on the one hand, I'm grateful I'm okay. On the other hand, I have nothing to show for this. Like nothing, you know? Not that I wanted. Somebody was like, oh, are you going to make a necklace out of it? I'm like, oh, that is just the weirdest idea in the whole world. And no. So much of what I've done is just stuff I'm glad is behind me. It's not like I've accomplished anything or gone anywhere. I have finished a couple classes for my graduate work. But more than anything, these are just things that, okay, that's no longer happening. That's no longer happening. That's no longer happening. I have some breathing room. That's my big accomplishment, Amy. I have some breathing room.
Well, listen, but let's talk about, there were some hard years leading up to that. So I hear a lot of beauty in all of this. And it encourages me in a hard season to be looking forward to some breathing room. And we just know that there are these cycles in our life and that God uses all of it. Nothing is ever wasted. And for those of us that love him, that when we're in these hard seasons, not only do we experience his presence, but we have his hope that something better is coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
I love hearing you preach to yourself.
Yeah, listen, thank you for acknowledging that. I needed to say it out loud. Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you in the process of learning right now?
Well, back in January, when some of this all started rolling, had a wise and prophetic friend who said, listen, you need several days alone with God to hear from God. And I could talk for the next 10 hours about what God did during those 3 days. But I'll give you a few things in a nutshell. First of all, I went to the beach and Barry helped me. Barry was so supportive and helped me find this little condo, cheap condo on the beach, but it was beachfront. So it was amazing. And God used even that. Like he kept talking to me about his limitlessness and his love for me and his limitlessness. And a lot of that came through the ocean. For those of you that love the ocean, you know, it always just reminds us of our creator and how amazing he is. And so that was great. I went to the beach for a new plant.
Were you hoping God was going to like chisel on stone with little check boxes that you could, you know, you could use your Sharpie on as you worked through his plan?
I'm a Jesus girl, so I wouldn't have said that out loud. Yes. Yes, I did. Action Amy went to the beach for a checklist.
And what did Amy get?
I got what I needed, but not what I wanted is exactly what happened. And what I needed was some inner healing. And I just want to speak to this because, listen, the places I had been were not bad places with bad people. They weren't. I mean, I know, listen, can Netflix make one more documentary about bad Christians? Like, one more, please. We all need it. Whatever. But it wasn't that. Can we just all acknowledge that whatever human space and or organization that we are in, that there will be hurt there. Hurt that we've inflicted and hurt that we have absorbed. And so I just needed to sit with that for a little bit and really process some hurts and let God heal those hurts. Sometimes you can't tell the truth about those things until you leave, you know? And so lots and lots of inner healing. And then as God just poured healing and love out on me, then he began to kind of point at some things, some bad patterns that I had fallen into and gotten really entrenched in. And the big takeaway, the big sticky statement that God kind of pasted on me was seek before you strategize. He led me to the book of Joshua, and I was looking at Joshua's successes and failures, and God just said every failure was because he strategized before he sought me.
Wow.
And I have fallen into a real bad pattern of strategizing. And it wasn't that I wasn't spending time with God. I was. But I wasn't seeking him and letting the strategy for my life come out of that. I had mixed up the two. God keeps reminding me, seek before you strategize. You know, God has something for us in every circumstance of life. And when we spend time with him for the joy of it, but also to say, hey, God, I know that you know best. I want to ask you first. What's the next thing? And honestly, I don't think he's given me the next. I mean, I have some next things, but I don't have all the next things. And I think it's because I have to reestablish that dependence on him. And he's allowing me to flounder a little to reestablish that dependence on him. So when I got home, this is my last thing. I mean, but it's a biggie. I was like, fine, God, needed a plan and you didn't give me one. What do I do next? And the thing that I keep hearing over and over again, besides seek before you strategize, is do what delights you.
Ooh. And how did you respond to that?
I'm like, excuse me, I need the tablet with the checks. You know what I mean? Like the checklist. What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
And that was so frivolous.
It sounds frivolous. And I actually have checked it with some godly people in my life. I have a mentor and she is godly and solid. And I was like, is that too woo woo? Like, is that something I made up? She goes, I got Holy Spirit goosebumps. I know it's true. And I was like, okay. So anyway, he keeps saying, do what delights you. And back up and think about what does not delight me. To even figure out what does delight me. So one thing that does not delight me these days is writing. So I'm not writing. I'm doing a little bit on Instagram and Facebook. My Women in the Word Wednesdays is still one of the things. It helps me process God's word. But besides that, I have stepped away from writing for a while. So see.
I love it. Wow. That is a lot of change.
My identity is shaken, but it's okay.
But I love your
process. I mean, my true identity isn't, but you know, these other things matter. Mm. Yeah. So how about you? What are you learning?
No. Not so fast, my friend. Oh. You know, I'm going to have thoughts. I know we've talked about this before, but you're reminding me of my old metaphor of scaffolding versus skeleton. And I'm wondering if in letting go of some of these external things, which weren't bad, okay, we're real clear on that. But because those external supports are no longer there, it feels like what you're in the process of doing is strengthening that inner core and making sure you have that strong spine that holds you up, as opposed to being propped up. I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying as women, that can be something that happens. It gives us security, or even those external things that have been placed up around us. And because they were given to us or shoved up there, or we just naturally found ourselves there, we started leaning on them. And so it just makes sense to me that when those things are taken away, you're going to be feeling a little possibly weak and wobbly as that inner core is developing. So it actually sounds like a super healthy place to be, even if it doesn't feel great at the moment.
Yes. No, I think all of that is true. And, you know, it's interesting because those things that I have shifted away from were actually God things at the time. Mm-hmm. So it is that scaffolding can be what was meant for us at the time. We just can't become too dependent on it. You know, one of the things that Lynn and I wrote about in Esther, our Esther study, was we used the term unique usefulness. We did not want to use the word calling, because calling sounds like this one time big thing for all time. That is rarely true.
Yeah.
You know, unique usefulness is what we use because we're like, what's God asking you to do today?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, how is God asking you to be useful in his kingdom today? Mm. And that kind of prevents maybe being too overly dependent on the scaffolding.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, what have I been learning over the last year? We could be here forever, so I'll just pick a few things. And you know me, I'm a brainy girl is going to show up because I've been taking classes. And so one of the things that occurred to me toward the end of the last course I took, it was on theories of change. And I was also doing a deep dive into studying regret. And I have a new definition of perfectionism. It's only two words. And it came from me once again lamenting that I'm not as resilient as I wish I was, although I have discovered new definitions of resilience. I won't go into that right now, but I was kind of lamenting and wishing I was more resilient. And I was like, well, I'm not your classic definition of resilient. Like, I don't bounce back super fast. I'm not like a little red super ball, but I have tenacity. And that started to make me feel good. Like, I am tenacious. I don't give up easily, right? Like I will hang in there. I may not be doing very well, but I hang in there. And then I realized, oh, but it's been misdirected tenacity for so long. So that's my new definition of perfectionism, is misdirected tenacity.
Does it fit? That's fantastic. Yes. Yes.
Because we can be like that bulldog that kind of sinks in and we don't let go. And so much as I look back at my history of perfectionism, so much of the time I'm like, oh, if I had just let go earlier, if I had just let it go, if I had just realized I was putting a ton of effort into a completely wrong direction or a wrong project. And so I'm trying to recognize in the midst of something, okay, is this something where I'm being tenacious and I'm just, it's something I could let go of, or is this something where no, God is really leading me to be persistent and to continue in this area? And then ever since our episode in early 2022, when we focused on regret, I have been researching regret. And in fact, some of our Grit and Grace listeners have been part of my manuscript development team. I'm in the process of writing a book proposal. And I am very excited. I am way too excited about regret, Amy. Like, way. It is. But I mean, it has literally been
life-changing. That's a weird thing to say, Chris.
I know.
That's a weird thing to say.
I have been excited about regret for almost a year and a half, and I recognize how strange that is. And I know this will shock you, but the project had started getting a little bit overly complex. I was trying to pack a little too much in. I can see your face. You can't even hide it. And so I was talking to our dear friend, Kathy Lipp, and as only Kathy can do, here's what she said. You help women who have been self-punishing become self-caring. And I went, first of all, if I could do anything like that, I would be so thrilled, like, oh my goodness. And second of all, yeah, I think that's actually kind of what I've been doing and just didn't have such clear words for it. So now as I'm going through my material, anything that does not create a easy, broad path from self-punishing to self-caring is out. And so it has streamlined. My outline is looking much simpler. I will say that the whole concept of counterfactual thinking is not going to show up in the book proposal anymore because it doesn't help anybody move from being self-punishing to being self-caring. I'm super excited. That's something I will be getting my proposal off to my agent, Barb Roos. How often can I weave that into conversation? My agent, Barb Roos, within the next month. We love Barb. So yeah,
well, I'm listening to that. You know, I don't know if I've ever shared it on Grit and Grace. I know that we have talked about it many times. So Sherry, as you all know, listeners, is such an idea girl. I mean, such an idea girl. And so my function was always, and it sounds like Kathy performed the function, is that we would take your 10,000 legitimately genius ideas and say, do this one.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what my hope is, Sherry. Here's what I'm hearing. I always say in my coaching, I'm like, don't delete anything. Mm-hmm. Cut it and paste it into another document. What I hope, Sherry, is we're going to get a series of books from you because there was too much to go in one.
That's
all I'm saying.
Well, okay. Back when you were my message development coach, you were always helping me take what I thought was a single message and splitting it into four for a full retreat weekend.
That's it. We have a series of books coming. I feel it.
Well, all right. I will keep, you know, thinking of it that way is always helpful too. But for now, I just want to get that one proposal done and off to Barb.
Well, that kind of leads us to our last discussion point, which is, what are we doing here, Sherry Gregory? Why is Grit and Grace back?
Well, that is a great question. And I don't have all the answers. I'm kind of like you. Like I'm kind of making this up as I go along. I realize that I have missed, like we said earlier, there's a lot I have missed about podcasting and of all the options for engaging with people in the world. It is my favorite. I couldn't imagine trying to find a new co-host. I know that when you let me know that your time was ending, I tried to imagine. And a few months ago, I even tried again. I was like, okay, maybe I could find a new co-host. And I was like, no, that just isn't going to work. And so I even considered starting a new podcast with a whole new name. And I talked to Kathy and she gave me the great idea of, instead of trying to find a permanent co-host, she said, well, why not have guest hosts? And since you volunteered to be a frequent guest host, the whole idea just felt good. It felt like we could do some of the best of what we used to do. And I don't have to feel like I'm trying to replace you when I have other people on and you're not on. And hey, standing offer, you can be a guest host whenever you want to be. So I'm super excited about the next few episodes. You want to tell our listeners who we're going to be interviewing?
Michelle Kachet and Kathy Lip. I mean, they're both coming up. So, which I love because that's who we started Grit and Grace
Yes.
with all those years ago. And my eyes are leaking again for so many reasons. Grit and Grace is just, I just love it so much. And I love you so much. And I am cheering wildly that you're bringing it back. And I'm also just so overwhelmed to be a little part of it still because I love it so much. I just have these other things that are going to demand a lot of my time. So I'm like, to pop in and get to do Grit and Grace every once in a while is a dream come true. So thank you for letting me do it with you again. And all our friends that are listening, I hope you're cheering wildly that Sherry is going to be producing all kinds of new wonderful things and bringing all her genius ideas to the podcast again.
Hey friend, it's Sherry Gregory again. I hope you've enjoyed this catch-up convo between Amy and me, even though it took a lot longer than expected to share it with you. Hopefully, better late than never. Be sure to tune in next week for our interview with Michelle Kachet. For today, grow your grit. Embrace God's grace and heed his gentle whispers to seek before you strategize and do what delights you.